Up next, Flora Lichtman is here with our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
What have we got this week?
This week we have a submitted video about a really interesting animal behavior.
What's that?
Squid, the kind you eat.
Not just for bait anymore.
Not just for frying.
Right.
have this ability to change color. And it's not just like regular camouflage. They can shoot different colors up and down their skin in kind of a remarkable way. And a couple of scientists were intrigued by this question. How do they do this? And looked into it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that squid have two types of cells that allow them to change color. And one are these sort of kind of regular cells that get bigger or smaller and they have pigments in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the special one are these iridescent cells that they can control as well.
And so that you have the video that shows us the scientists studying how they change color?
So the video is actually, it's all hand-drawn.
Wow.
And it's really artistic and cool.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's worth a look, I think. And it was done by Casey Dunn and Sophia Tintori at Brown, and they talked to their colleagues mm-hmm. about this at University of California, Santa Barbara, about how this phenomenon works.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to see this video about this
the squid.
Go to our website at sciencefriday.com, where Flora has our video pick of the week up there. It's in the box on the left. And they have just a series of photos, very interesting hand-drawn photos.
Yeah, hand-drawn. And, you know, they've done some interviews with these other researchers. You know, and it's an example of scientists sort of explaining other science.
Well, we like when they do that.
Yeah, exactly. So if other scientists want to explain other science about other science.
Sometimes the scientists themselves are not good explainers. Right? You need to have good explainers.
It was a team effort.
It's a team.
A collaborative explanation effort, absolutely.
And some scientists are better at explaining. Some scientists are better at drawing. Now, if they asked me to have to draw those squid, I can't do the stick figures on, you know, Hangman. So that's...
I know. I want to commission Sophia Tintori. In fact, if you're out there listening.
And that's going to be up there on our Science Friday Pick of the Week. And it's going to be there all week.
It's going to be there all week. And it, you know, brings to mind, if you have videos you want to submit,
uh-huh.
you know, we are always looking to, expand our library.
And I know, speaking of expanding our library, you have a special video you're working on for next week, too, right? Something about, should we give it away?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Well, it turns out that there are there's a disease that is affecting our tomato plants.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And, you know, if you're a tomato fan like me,
mm-hmm.
this seems like a serious problem. And it's called tomato blight. So we actually went and spoke with a farmer out in Pennsylvania who, you know, is having to deal with this tomato blight.
Yeah. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. That's for coming weeks. This week, it's about the squid that light up.
Light up squid.
Light up squid on our website at sciencefriday.com. Talking with Flora Lichtman, our producer for digital media. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
And that's about all the time we have for today. Our director is Charles Berquist. Laura Pelcher is our science and arts producer. Shelley Du Bois is our Spanish language producer. And Neil Rausch, our technical director at the controls here in New York. And, of course, Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. And we had help in Second Life from Lynn Collins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. Surf over to see that video at sciencefriday.com. And if you'd like to write us a letter the old-fashioned way, you can still do that. Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036. Or you can still download at the website while you're there looking at the video. You can download a podcast, sign up for a weekly podcast, and the video podcast delivered right to your desk or your laptop. And also, we'll be Twittering all week, at SciFri, that's at SCIFRI. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.